Irwin to W.C. White, February 21, 1910. Portland, Oregon, February 21, 1910. Elder W.C. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Brother White, knowing that you would be anxious as to the outcome of our presentation of the recommendations relative to the medical college, I am writing you this morning. Our meeting closed here yesterday. There was a good spirit throughout the entire conference. The Loma Linda Medical School was made the special order of the forenoon session yesterday. Elder Flays was very kind in giving me plenty of time to present the matter as fully as I liked. When the time came for him to speak, he took an excellent position. He said in substance that, when the Lord spoke as definitely as he had in regard to this school, that should end all discussion with every true Adventist who believed the testimonies. And the thing for us to do now was to follow the light that we had received. Dr. Holden and one or two others made short talks. Then the question was called and put to the delegates first and received a unanimous vote in the affirmative. And then the whole House was asked to express itself, which was also unanimous. As I said to someone afterward, the thing went through as easy as though it had been greased. I feel very sure, Brother White, that if this matter would have been presented at all the Union conferences personally by someone who had studied the question and was in favor of it, there would be no difficulty in getting the people to favor it. Several persons came to me yesterday after the meeting and expressed themselves as being very thankful that provision was going to be made along this line for our young people. I received a letter since coming here from Elder Santee in reply to the one I wrote him. He, of course, is very favorable to the enterprise, and if he were to remain in the conference, I am sure would cooperate in our plans. But he tells me that Elder Daniels influenced the committee to nominate Elder George Watson as president of the Southwestern in his place, and that Watson was elected. So he is only remaining there until Watson can come. He does not know what his future work will be. Brother Santee said that he was in favor of turning over to the Loma Linda School a portion of the proceeds of the sale of Ministry of Healing as recommended by the General Conference Council, but that Elder Daniels got them to vote to give it to Philadelphia. I also have a reply from Dr. Rubel. This I will forward to you, as there are some things in it that I think you ought to read. You will note especially what he says about Dr. Newton Evans and the demand that he makes in case he should be asked to connect with that work. The only objection raised to this medical school here at Portland was the probable heavy expense it would entail upon the denomination. But I apprehend that those having charge of the school as board of directors will be more worried in an effort to keep the school running on right principles. We will have no difficulty, I am sure, to get physicians to connect with it when they see that the thing is going to go. From the way that Dr. Rossiter talked to Brother Evans, I feel confident that he would be both willing and glad to take a position on the faculty. But of course, such questions as these are future. The main thing now is to get the enterprise launched. I cannot understand why I do not hear from Elder Daniels, since I wrote him immediately after the action was passed at Mountain View, and requested him to give me an answer at once. There has been ample time, but nothing at all has come from him. Brother Evans and I have concluded that he is holding back to take the matter up when Evans and I get home. I am getting anxious to hear from Brother Moon, and also from Underwood. Brother Daniels was to attend both the Lake and Northern Unions. The attitude that he takes toward the enterprise will have much to do with the way that it is treated by these two unions. I have really dreaded Underwood more than anyone. I do not know as I need to write you more about this at present. We will know more later on. I received the copy of the article that I dictated to Clarence just before leaving, and I also note what you say in regard to my writing another article for the Review and Herald relative to the Loma Linda School. In talking the matter over with Brother Evans, we decided that all things considered, it would be better for him when writing up the report of the Pacific Union Conference to give quite a full account of the actions that were taken relative to the Loma Linda work. Until I hear from Brother Daniels, I do not feel free to go very much farther toward pressing this matter, for fear he will begin to think that I am taking the thing out of his hands and unduly pressing the matter. Elder Evans leaves this morning at 10 o'clock for Walla Walla, where he will spend a day and a night, and then go on to Boulder, Colorado, and spend a few days in council with the brethren there. And then he will go directly on home. Perhaps I should have said earlier in this letter that Elder Flays was unanimously elected president of this union. Before I arrived, they had passed an action dividing up the territory as follows. Practically setting off the larger portion of Eastern Oregon as a mission conference, and organizing a new conference in Southern Oregon. By the way, Brother White, I find that there is quite an interest here in the Pacific College. Several young people have told me that they were planning to go there next year, where they could partly pay their way. I believe that we should arrange to have that new dormitory put up, so as to be able to properly care for the young people who come. Brother Cady had a call to go to Union College to take Lewis's place, but since I have been here, he has sent them a telegram refusing the offer. I expect to stop at Walla Walla on my way to Canada and see Brother Washburn. And now I must bring this letter to a close. I trust that your mother is enjoying good health and that you are all reasonably well and of good courage. I will be pleased to hear from you at Lacombe, Alberta. Your brother in Christian love, George A. Irwin. I am acting on the supposition that Clarence has or will send my article relative to the Pacific Union College forward to the R&H.